This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Ever since Detroit emerged from its history-making bankruptcy, a lot of the attention has been focused on blight, knocking down or rehabbing derelict buildings. But for John George, the battle against blight has been going on since 1988. The story of the man who founded the Motor City Blightbusters will be told in a documentary airing September 10th on Detroit Public Television. It's called Urban Warrior.
They come from all over the country just to meet here to come and fight blight and clean up the city because they see the positive ripple effect that we create and all the joy around this area. It seems like once you come here, you don't want to go. You don't want to leave.
People around, they look up to John around here. You know, the homeless people, they all respect him. Even the criminals, they have a certain respect for John.
Nancy McCauley produced, wrote, and narrated Urban Warrior. Welcome to the program, Nancy.
Oh, Cindy, it's so good to see you again.
Yeah, great to see you. And John George, back with us again in the studios of Stateside. Welcome back, John.
Thank you so much.
Nancy, what drew you to undertake this documentary? Why John George and why now?
As a reporter at Channel 2, I met John and I was a great admirer of his work. You know, as a reporter, you go out, you see the desperate side of things, and I found somebody that was making a difference. So I kept track of John through the years and his mission, and our paths would cross. And then finally, fairly recently, about a year ago, I said, John, we really need to tell your story. Zero budget. I don't know how I was going to do it. And he says, okay. And we did it. We did it. There were many challenges along the way and many angels along the way, but we're set to go.
And what do you think, Nancy, is the story you're telling?
I believe that it's a story of a man who has a great passion for his city, for his community, and for people, wanted and has made a difference. It goes back to that one person can make a difference, and he's the walking example. And I'm sorry, he's sitting right here, and I know he's blushing, but
you're gonna make me
it's
cry,
really true. No, I'm a big fan. And,
thank you.
And anyone that meets John is, of course, a great fan because it's all about the mission. It's all about making a difference. And wow, what a difference he's made. And I'm proud to tell the story.
And John George, the Motor City Blightbusters has been part of Detroit's revitalization story, focusing in what's known as that Old Redford neighborhood for nearly three decades. But it all had to start somewhere, and we see it in Nancy's documentary, but you tell us, what started it
sure.
all for you?
Well, being a lifelong Detroiter, and at the time living in Northwest Detroit, where I still live today, there was an abandoned home behind our house that turned into a crack house, and my son was two, my wife was pregnant with our daughter, and I didn't want to move, but at the same time, I didn't want my children, the children, growing up in and around that negative energy. I personally believe that's a form of child abuse. One Friday night, it really got out of hand, and after many, many attempts to get the city to do something, I was going to move. And then I thought for a moment. I said, you know what? I'm going to the hardware store. And I did, and I purchased some plywood and some paint and came back to the site and started bordering it up. A couple neighbors joined me, Felix B. Wright III and Albert E. Mack. We spent about 8 hours out there that day, and at the end of the day, the crack house was boarded and painted and secure. It was actually one of the nicest-looking houses on the block, and it was an abandoned home. And that evening, when the drug dealers came back, they couldn't get in. So they got in their Jeep and they left. And that's how Blightbusters started 27 years ago this June.
And since that time, can you give me an estimate? How many buildings do you think you've knocked down, boarded up, or reclaimed?
It's over 1,500 properties that we've either dismantled, rehabbed, secured, or built. You have to keep in mind that Blightbusters has been blessed with many, many corporate sponsors, volunteers, and resources. Yes, we were the group that kind of started it in Northwest Detroit 27 years ago, but we've been so blessed to have corporations like Myers and Comerica and Comcast and Home Depot and Starbucks and Quicken Loans and Rock Financial and Ford and GM and Chrysler and all these great corporations not only sending dollars and resources but volunteers, sending their talent. So for Nancy to be able to kind of put this madness, if you will, into a 30-minute clip. I know it took a lot, and she did just a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Nancy, as you were there with your cameras and you were following the squads of volunteers as they, you know, began their day and did their work, what most surprised you about the Motor City Blightbusters and about John George? What'd you learn you didn't know?
I knew that John had more energy than anybody I've ever met in my life. The man is just, I call him the Energizer Bunny. Goes. But I was very impressed with the fact that he would stop and check on volunteers and tell them how much they were appreciated. And from the beginning of the day until the end of the day, I would see a big change in these people because they were a part of something really big, bigger than themselves. They were really making a difference, and they were proud, and they couldn't wait to come back. And that was not a surprising, but it was really heartwarming, and I was so pleased to see that. And John always talks about the magic of Blightbusters, and I tell you, he sprinkles it on those volunteers because they will do anything that he asks. I mean, just no task is too big. And I think that's pretty amazing. And they come from all over the world. How do they find you? I have no idea, but they do.
Well, the internet, of course, is one way. But, positive energy has a way of spreading and expanding. And we're always looking for new soldiers, new partners. And we've been blessed to work with people like Kofi Royale, at Farm City and Fertile Ground, where we cleared 2 city blocks of abandoned property and put in an urban farm. Everything that Kofi and company grows, we give away to the kids and the seniors in the community. People like Gordon Sutterberg, we spoke of him last time, our veteran pal that marches out our volunteers
Great
and keeps
guy.
Them safe. He's just incredible from United Peace Relief. People like Chaz Miller from Public Artworks that taught us the importance of art and getting the kids involved. Alicia Marion George, the owner and heart and soul behind the Motor City Java and Tea
the
House.
The first lady of the Motor City Blightbusters.
She is
your
City
wife.
Yes. She has been incredible. And, there's been a lot of bumps and bruises along the way, and it's always a challenge. But we never give up.
You touched on something that comes very clear in the documentary, John George, that the success you've had in reclaiming one house at a time, one building at a time, one block at a time, it hasn't been without its tough times. And at one point in Nancy's documentary, you put it right out there. You say you lost some buildings and vehicles important to the Motor City Blightbusters. And even more, you say you lost your home, you lost your wife. What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what. My dad used to say if it was easy, everybody be doing it. But when you're in a battle against a foe such as Blight, it has many challenges. And obviously, keeping the morale of the volunteers and the staff is a challenge. Keeping the budget in pace with the madness, if you will. Being lied to, being sued, being foreclosed on, being evicted. A lot of this stuff would crush most anyone. But I know and have known from an early age that I was sent here to do something out of the ordinary. And I didn't know what that was until I boarded up that crack house with my neighbors. And that is when it was revealed to me what I was supposed to be doing with my life. So I've really, a long time ago, have given this over to the Lord. I've put this in His hands. And I get up every day and do my level best. Some days are better than others. It's always exciting. It's always a challenge.
And it was clearly a personal strain if you had, tough
times.
Oh,
listen, I got to tell you, if it wasn't for my faith, and, you also have to remember I'm 50% Lebanese, 50% Italian, and 100% stubborn. So if I get something in my heart and in my head, I can't even help myself. It's just, we're going to do this until we make it happen. So it has not been without pain and punishment, turmoil.
But we see in the documentary, we meet your wife, Alicia, and so we know that things got mended and you're together.
Yes. We were able to work our own personal problems out. We did get married, and we are living happily ever after. I'm absolutely in love with that woman, and I think she likes me a little bit. So, she wanted to own a coffee shop, in one of the toughest neighborhoods in the world, Brightmoor, Old Redford, and it was really her idea. And at the same time, we ran across Chaz Miller, our mural artist from Public Artworks, and he said he wanted to build a place known as the Artist Village Detroit where artists and poets and people could come and we could teach kids and paint murals and rebuild. The art is really the icing, on the Blightbusters cake as we're building and cleaning. Chaz is decorating and painting. So when the dust clears, you really have a beautiful community occupied by owners, business owners, homeowners, families. And we've been able to create opportunity and hope, and that's really the magic of Blightbusters is getting everyone to participate and creating a situation where everybody wins.
Nancy, do you think the Motor City Blightbusters can be recreated elsewhere as this could be used as a model for other cities in Michigan to fight urban blight?
I do. I don't know if they could recreate a John George, but they do need leadership and someone who is very devoted to the mission. In the documentary, I spoke to Mayor Archer, Dennis Archer, and he believes this could be repeated in other parts of the city with leadership. But he also said that he is so very glad that John, he could go any city in the, go to anywhere, any city in the country, and he's glad he's here because of his passion and commitment. And I've learned a lot, too, through this process in getting to know John. I knew him professionally from watching the mission, but getting to know John better through the interviews and spending some time with him, I have learned a great deal about, I'm always pretty persistent. I may be nice about it, but I'm a very persistent person. But there were times with this documentary that I call John and said, what are we going to do now? All kinds of disappointments. And he'd say, John?
If it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
And I'd say, okay, we'll find a way. We had so many angels step up. I had gone into partnership with Michigan State, and they were helping me with a photographer who had the nerve to graduate. She's a delightful person, Alex Teacup. How could she leave us? So I needed more video, and professionals started stepping up, not because of me, because of John and the mission, donating their time and efforts with video, drone footage. So I got it all together, and we said, now, how am I going to find the money to get this edited? $12,000 as I was shopping it around. And I didn't know what we were going to do. So all of a sudden, Meyer stepped up and said, we put a store in John's neighborhood and send us the bill. Who does that?
Meyer has been incredible. They've been supporting our work for years.
And it is a big moment when we see, you know, you talk to Nancy's cameras about what it meant to get that Meyer store in your neighborhood.
Well, certainly. I remember when Dennis Archer Jr. and Chris Brochure from Lormax Stern, the company that built the new Meyers there at Grand River and Six Mile, asked me to put the president of Meyer in a car and drive around and show them our work. And we did that. And about a week later, I went into the Java House, and who was there? President of Meyer having lunch with a friend. And I thought to myself, aha, I think we got him. So along with us and others, we were able to convince Meyer to build a $33 million store in our community, hire 300 of our neighbors, and really create a ripple that is still being felt in that community. We're seeing all types of new investment and new businesses opening, and it's really been incredible. And for them to even go further and help pay for the editing and for the fundraiser that we're having at the Artist Village on September the 10th, when the documentary airs on air as well as at the Village, we can't thank Meyers enough for stepping up and helping us tell the story of what we're doing here in Detroit to make it better for everyone.
John, how long do you think you'll keep at this? Is there some point where you might want to let someone else pick up the banner and lead the charge?
Well, I got to be honest. You know, in a couple, 3 years, I'm going to be 60, and I'll have been doing this work for 30 years. And I don't know if I'll ever get away from it completely because it's so in my blood and in my DNA at this point.
I don't see him packing up and moving to a condo in Florida.
There's no retirement
anytime,
here.
Not anytime soon. I think we're going to stick with this and continue to support people like Kofi at Farm City and Gordon Sutterberg at Veterans Village, and of course Alicia there at the Artist Village and Java House. I think we just have to continue to encourage and continue to support and bring the resources into that community and get that neighborhood back up to a level of where it needs to be.
Nancy, what do you hope will come out of this documentary? You're going to get it aired on Detroit Public Television, so you're going to get an audience. It'll probably live online. What do you hope comes from this?
I really, my true deep hope and prayer is that we can reach a broad audience, that they will learn about the mission. I actually sent this link to some friends and some media friends that are out of state, and everybody that took the time to look at it was so impressed. And there will probably be other stories, other reporters that will be contacting you from outside. But just for people to realize what a wonderful story this is, what's going on, so positive. And it's not an overnight story. Wonderful things are happening downtown. I'm so proud of our city and everybody that's making it better. But this has been happening, and this continues to grow. It's not finished. This is just the start. There's lots of opportunity left. But I want people to see what's going on, and come join John and the Blightbusters. You can be a part of something really special, too. But we have to let them know that it's happening.
Final thoughts?
Absolutely. Well, we also have to thank Doug Stewart at the Fisher Foundation. Doug and his group stepped up and gave us, Blightbusters Detroit, the funding to not only hire 30 summer youth, but also dollars to buy equipment and materials so we can continue to expand the work of stabilizing and revitalizing Detroit. So we have many, many angels that continue to support the work, continue to support what we're doing here in Detroit, and we're excited for Detroit's future.
Urban Warrior will air September 10th on Detroit Public Television, and you can find out more about the Motor City Blightbusters by going to their website, and it's easy, mcbbdetroit.com. That's mcbbdetroit.com. Nancy McCauley and John George, thank you so much for being with us today on Stateside.
Thank you, Cindy. It was great fun.
Thank you.